All right. I'm just going to eat chips now. And now in this episode, 10 minutes of people eating chips. All right. I'm sorry, Alan. So my brother, he's the one that edits these. So he's just loving us right now. But he knows how it goes.
Speaking of eating loud, when I was a kid, in fact, even probably till my early teens, I don't know what it was, but early in the morning, I'd be really tired, and I would, like, moan as I ate food. And people would make fun. I'd be like, What? My siblings hated it, and they'd make fun of me. Oh, here's David eating cereal.
Yeah. So let's do a bit of an icebreaker. Let's just, like...
Okay.
So, so who are you, and, like, what's your family like? Like, where do you come from, family-wise?
All right. I'm David Ryan.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have six brothers and three sisters. Six. Come from a family of 10.
Family of 10. Okay. Yep. So that's like my mom. My mom is, there's seven boys and three girls. Mm-hmm. So you're also seven boys, three girls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So was Job from the Bible.
Oh.
They all died, so.
That's
oops.
spoiler alert. They all died. So, all right. Well, that's a start. And then you are, like, down the line, you are...
Number eight.
No. Okay, so the third youngest.
Right.
Or the eighth oldest, which is not a good way of putting it.
Yeah, that's done.
I'm number eight out of 10, dude.
Doesn't count much.
No. Okay. So that means you have a... who are the siblings that are younger than you?
So you know Bonnie, and you know Will. Those are the two younger ones.
Bonnie and
ones.
Will?
Yep.
Okay.
So one younger brother, one younger sister.
Okay. Cool. So who gave you, like, who of your siblings gave you the most trouble?
Ooh, that's a good question. I remember at one period of time, my brother Tim, who is three brothers older than me.
Okay.
Four boys in a row. Well, was there more? Whatever the case, there was a gang of boys.
Uh-huh.
And it was Tim, Dan, Peter, David. Everybody would say, Tim, Dan, Peter, David.
They all just kind of inseparable?
Yeah, we were pretty much.
Because they were close in age, is that why?
Pretty close, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think like life stage, if you can say that about like teenagers, was the same. Like none of us were in college, none of us were 4 years old.
Yeah,
you know, so we all kind of we were pretty close.
Yeah,
life stage, I guess. You know, for lack of
yeah, sure.
My oldest brother for a little while, Tim. I remember having like I don't know. He really liked to tease me. He wasn't that bad, really.
Uh huh.
But I was just really sensitive and kind of bratty.
Okay.
And you know. So I remember
he's gonna listen to this, which is great.
Yeah, I know, it's awesome. Hello, Tim.
No, it's gonna get cut. It'll be
I
cut.
I remember saying to Tim, like, "Why do you hate me?" And everybody being like, well, I don't know who was even present when I said this, but I think it was just a major. Like he didn't hate me; he just liked to tease his little brother, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, me and Tim were like a little mini gang within the gang, and then the middle guys, Peter and Daniel, were like a mini gang within the gang.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't know what your original question was.
It's okay. It had something to do with trouble. Like, who gave you the most trouble?
Yeah. Did
Tim give you the most
trouble? I feel like Tim and my youngest brother, Will, also, when I was actually really young, like 10 or 12, drove me crazy. Because he would, like, take my Legos and lose them. And I loved them.
Yeah.
I was, like, you know, a little OCD, a little brat. And I really liked to keep them in their container and, like, didn't really want to share that much, but I definitely didn't want to lose them.
Uh-huh.
And he'd go through my drawer. I remember setting little traps so I could identify if he'd been in there.
Oh, like what? What do you mean?
So, just a normal drawer in a dresser, you know, small drawer. I would put a penny in the top of it, butted up against the dresser and the edge of the drawer, like, pinched when you close it. And if you open it, the penny would fall
due
to the movement and fall in. So
right. You could tell if it was open.
Tamper detection. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And who else is going to open it except your 5-year-old
brother?
How old
were you when you did this?
Probably 8, 10, 12.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range.
It's kind of a normal age then. I wasn't sure if you were like 4. It's like, whoa.
I can't let the 1-year-old get to me.
Yeah, you're like Stewie from Family Guy or something.
I don't know. I mean, I might have been younger, but I really have a horrible memory. So
okay.
I would do that to find out if he had been in it. And it worked too.
Okay.
He never caught on to the penny falling in repeatedly.
Well, he knows now. So there you go.
Great. Sorry. No. She gives up. I can't use that one anymore.
Yeah. It's okay. They have better technology now for this sort of stuff. It's all right. You could just put
a Nest Cam.
Yeah, Nest Cam. I was going to say like a Raspberry Pi or something. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. I saw a cool Raspberry Pi project where it was using a Raspberry Pi. It was hooked up to some like some wires that were hooked up to some like piping in a bathroom. Okay. Hooked up to some piping in a toilet and also a sink.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And essentially what would happen was it would program a sequence that made sure that if you didn't wash your hands after using the toilet, when you left the room, there was a sign above that would be like, did not wash his hands.
Yep, yep. Or if you wash your hands but didn't flush, although that's a little different because you might just go in there and just
Yeah, I mean, with the Raspberry Pi, you can just program that sequence, right?
So
like,
funny.
Only trigger the alarm if this thing happens or that thing happens.
Hands.
No.
That's pretty funny.
It's kind of funny because like my son right now is going through like a stage where like, whenever he uses the bathroom, he's like, do I have to wash my hands, Dad? I'm like, sometimes I'll like,
yeah, I didn't expect you to say that. I thought you were going to be like, yes, no, you do.
Dude, there's it is an endurance challenge.
Choose your battles.
Yeah. And like, parenting is very much like, I love getting parenting advice from people who aren't parents because
they know so much, and
they're right. They're absolutely right.
Yeah,
in pretty much everything that they say, because they don't realize that they're always working in ideal conditions.
Okay.
So,
I didn't expect you to say that.
No, they're right about a lot of things, and so that's insightful. However,
yeah,
you try executing your own advice.
Right. Right.
When it's like the fifth time that the same thing has happened.
That day,
nothing seems to work. You're exhausted,
mm-hmm,
right?
Somebody else is crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Other things are going on. Maybe other
yep.
kids are going on, right?
Yep, yep, yep.
Into the mix.
The definition of easier said than done. Like, yeah, you're right. You try it.
Yeah, you try it. And even if it doesn't work the fourth time, you're going to do it again? Okay, do it again the fifth time. Oh, it doesn't work again? All right, do it the sixth time then, you know? And we'll see. We'll see what happens. So
that's fair. That's
yeah.
fair.
So people who give that advice, we don't hate you because you're wrong. We hate you because you just think, in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Always going to work out. So.
Yeah. It's like, why don't you sign the check? Well, I would, except for I'm underwater in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be really easy to sign the check.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, your pen doesn't work underwater? Why didn't you get the underwater pen? Well, because obviously, I never thought I'd be in that situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's really interesting because I've actually said that, like, before. Trying to be gracious, I'm like I'll say to my sister, who's not married and has no kids, I'm like, it must be really hard to be like raise your children well because so few people do it. I'm like, we must be missing something. It doesn't seem that hard, but it must be really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you're saying, it's more execution than
yeah
concept.
I'll put it a little more maybe in like relatable terms. So it's as if you like if a buddy of yours was telling you about like some cute girl that he was trying to like hit on and totally just messed it up. And you probably would be like, dude, why didn't you just, and you can come up with like at least 15 things that he could have done.
Yeah.
And you're right. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
He could have done any number of those things, right? Like, well, why didn't you, you know, like stop playing with your, like, you know, fidgeting your hands and stuff. Why didn't you just,
why didn't you just offer to pick her up?
Yeah, exactly. Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you, you know, like, not make such a big deal out of it. Like, why don't you just, like, play it cool, man? You know, why don't you just be yourself? Fun advice,
yeah,
right?
That's fair.
And then it's like, all right, well, again, under an ideal situation, it's fine. And then try it under conditions where you're, like, disoriented, you're distracted.
And it's not in retrospect as well.
Your heart rate is elevated.
Yeah.
Right? You're getting some sort of, well, I don't know if it's a rush of, like endorphins or a rush of like some sort
adrenaline. I was gonna say
anxiety,
running on adrenaline. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I just do weird random stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Then like it's like, all right, well, you try it. So,
yeah.
So one thing I tried to do one time was actually like try to practice. This is funny. Try to practice like hitting on a girl or something. But first, I would like do something to get my heart rate up. Like I'd run a lap around somewhere, and they're like, okay, let's go now.
You know this is it. This is like,
yeah.
This is like fitness training on like a 10,000 foot mountain. You're just making it harder for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're stronger.
Yeah, because then I'll know. I'll be like, all right, let me try to see if I could get like, let me see if I can practice my pickup routine or whatever, or my lines. You know, oh fun, my lines.
Are you as hot as I?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you hotter than I? Oh man.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So,
all right.
Yeah. Were you going to tell me some of your lines? You have them, right?
I really have no. I really don't. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, I have zero pickup lines.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I can think of a single one. Hello, my name is David.
That's the perfect one.
You're pretty.
No,
there are worse. You could have a worse pickup line.
They're way worse ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not the worst.
They are just way worse ones.
Wow, that was really vanilla.
You started with hi and your name. That's like really good, actually.
I don't know if I literally could do that. Execute that one. That's
true.
Whoa. That's hard. Hi.
Hi there. My name is...
Potato. Shoot. You run outside.
Yeah.
Toilet paper on your shoe.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, is that how you open? This is a long time ago, but I remember like one time we were having lunch at Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
And, you saw somebody that caught your eye, like they were ordering at the drive-thru. You were looking through the window.
Right.
We were eating inside.
This is
right?
What, maybe 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. It could be. Yeah. Yeah. And, you're like, excuse me, Christian, I'll be right back. I'm like, you go do what you got to do. Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that.
Do you remember what you opened with?
Maybe I think this is really cheesy, but it was practice.
Yeah.
I think I said something like, hey, I just want to let you know you have a really nice smile, or I wanted to let you know you have a really nice
okay.
eyes. It was probably one of those.
Compliment. Yep.
And I didn't want it to be something like too creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the tires on your car. That was just,
Yeah.
But I was just like, it was true. I was like, and I was like, I got to get out of here so she doesn't freak out. I'm like, and have a nice day, and left immediately because I didn't want her to be like,
right.
Why is there a weird stalker man sitting outside my car?
Yeah. Okay. So that was an odd situation, I would say. So just the fact that you did anything, just the fact that you acted upon your impulses.
That was sort of just like, I just wanted to try something I'd never done before.
Yeah. And that's true. You probably had relatively low stakes too. So it was, besides the fact that she was attractive. So those stakes are there, right? Like, all right.
But I think I knew that there would be nothing there. And I didn't even really want anything to be there. It was more just like,
yeah,
let's try this.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? And I've actually done sort of stuff like that lately. Since.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily with girls or whatever, but it's just like, okay, I'm going to talk to this guy. I told a guy I like your glasses.
Okay.
As he walked by one day.
He
looked at me like, what is your problem? Like, he looked angry. I was like, oh, boy, I'm so sorry.
No, actually, that is one of my secrets to like, introducing myself or breaking into a group that is, mixed. Meaning, not mixed race, mixed gender.
Ah.
So, to be honest, like, if I'm in a situation before, like, the situations that I thought I'd always want to be in is, there's like a girl, and there's nobody with her, and then like, be like, okay, perfect, I can go in and swoop in, and, you know, like, save the situation or whatever, cause clearly, right?
Clearly all these dweebs are so
and then the ones that are, the ones that are seem most intimidating are like, a guy girl, the most intimidating is just like a guy girl, like just them two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, cause you automatically assume, right?
Yes, yep.
That
yep.
They're together.
That they're brother and sister.
That's
the difference between a pessimist and an optimist, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I mean, I might have talked to you about that before. Like I had to reframe it to use that to do the mm-hmm. brother sister thing as a way to tease.
Wait a minute. Now I think you did. Tell me again.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's just like, oh, you know, like, just walking up to a guy and go like, oh my gosh, like you guys act like so cute together, you know, like you guys are like brother, you know, something to do with like a brother sister thing.
Yeah.
So like you guys probably annoy the heck out of each other. How long have you guys known each other? Brother and sister, right? So.
Right.
You know?
Did you actually say that?
No, I don't know if it was something like that.
That's
funny. I'm probably just like, because we're, podcasting, like I'm probably just, embellishing on the spot.
Sure. Fair enough.
But yeah, there is, at least
I did
in
that
my
the
mind.
Other day when I was in Vietnam shooting people, I was embellishing things
there you go.
While I was there. So I just felt a little guilty as I was fighting that war for the SOCOM.
Yeah, that's
actually MARCOM. It was Marines.
The war, the war, like fighting in wars during time periods where you're not like born is the most difficult.
It is the worst.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's, so I generally end up having to embellish those situations
mm-hmm.
because I feel so bad. About having not done them.
Yeah. I wish I had been part of some crazy tragic thing as well, but I wasn't born. Right?
Yeah, that's so
all right. Well, it's good to get the awkward out of the way.
Death and war is great.
Yeah. So. So for me, the groups that also seem intimidating are, it's like, it's a big group and it's like, a mixed set of girls and guys together. I thought like, whoa, that'd be really hard to break. But now it's like, no, I actually, those are the ones I enjoy kind of the most, actually. Cause they're already sort of having a good time.
And they're a little lower pressure. Cause you're not like,
well, they're a little
it's
lower.
It's not a 2-on-2 game.
Yeah. And well, they're a little lower pressure because they assume by being in a big enough group that there's a safety element there or a fact that like people aren't going to come in and break through their group. So, and because most people don't.
Yeah.
Right. So if I come up and I have, an angle, let's say,
yep.
That I can use, then it can be pretty paper thin, like what their resistance is.
Right.
And usually the easiest way to break into a group is, yeah, start saying something nice or good about like one of the guys in the group.
Yeah.
In a non-sexual way,
yeah,
obviously.
It shows that you have some maturity and that you're a relatively nice person. You can say something nice about somebody else.
Yeah. But also you're not just like going straight for the girls. Like that's
what I mean. Yeah. So there's a little maturity there. It's not like, here, give me your number. You know, it's more like, hey, I can contribute to this group
in
some way other than just by grabbing people.
No, or you're also kind of signaling a bit that, like, I'm not coming to this group to just hit on one of your girlfriends, even though I'm coming to this group to hit on one of your girlfriends.
Yeah, but here's how I'm going to prove I'm not. Nice shoes, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or usually it's something like, it's something where it's not even a physical thing where I'm just like, you guys seem to be having a good time. It must be because of you, right? Like, and then point at a guy.
Interesting.
You know?
I feel like that could be taken as sarcasm though, pretty easily.
Again,
not,
I mean, depending on your delivery.
Not because it sounds that bad, but because of the context.
Yeah.
But then you're the hammer. And
Yeah, exactly. Then you're just exactly.
And that can work.
No. We got to bring Paul on board, and he will definitely show you the hammer. The hammer is ridiculous.
Oh,
it would just
boy.
Be like, yeah.
The hammer shouldn't work. I'm sorry, Paul.
No.
It shouldn't work. But it does.
It works, and the scalpel works too. I also have to refine your definition of what the hammer actually is, but I'm not the one to do it justice like he will.
Fair enough.
But
fair
yeah. You pitched something to me.
Let me see.
What did you want to know about me, but you were always afraid to ask? I'm an open book. Yes, I've done that.
Let me. Yes, but it wasn't illegal back then. Actually, I have a topic that I thought was interesting.
All right.
You mentioned the other day. This one, I don't know how well this will go.
Excellent. This is the best.
I remember saying something back. Actually, I think it was just like a week or so ago.
Okay.
And you got what I meant, but you also misunderstood it. And I said something like, I know I'm really offensive. Sorry. And you said, what, David? You're like not remotely offensive. And I said, wait, no, not like dropping F-bombs offensive. Almost the worst offensive, actually, in that, I say things that are just politically super, in fact, not just politically incorrect, like really politically incorrect.
Okay.
And just the distinction, I thought it was interesting that there is a distinction. They're both offensive. But one is almost like, it's okay.
It's like socially acceptable offensive.
Yeah, it's okay to say the C word.
Yeah.
Occasionally, everybody will just giggle, no big deal.
Right.
But if you say, well, you know, that's typical, you know, if you even just make a joke.
Yeah.
About a woman, for instance, about womanhood, and say, well, you know women, they like to talk.
Yeah.
You just made a joke like that, which could be, you know, legitimately somewhat offensive, but a joke.
Yeah.
Versus saying the C word. Which one is probably going to get you in way more trouble?
Right. Okay. But just to clarify, you're not like Westboro Baptist Church defensive.
No. That's true. Absolutely not.
What?
Ideally, I hope I'm not really offensive at all in any intentional way, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say things that I believe are true or occasionally make jokes about things I don't believe are true.
Yeah.
That I think are okay to say, and most people would disagree with me. Certainly.
Okay.
The media would, or the political.
You have a lot of unpopular beliefs.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So that's, was like, here. So, like some people believe that, they should save themselves before marriage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That could be offensive to some people.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right? It's like, I'll unpack that. Like, why would you think that? Like, wouldn't you think that, like, in order to get good at something that you, like, gotta practice it. So that's obviously a straw man argument, but I'll throw that out there as a warm-up.
Yeah.
Softball.
Yeah.
Right? Is that valid? Or is there a counter to that? Or
well, yeah.
Have you considered that?
I think there's a pretty easy counter to it when you're coming from my position. Okay. Because I believe that the Bible sets morals. Actually, it's a whole nother discussion, but like if
we're having it then.
somebody has to set morals, right?
Okay.
And don't you dare tell me, well, it's the greater good, society slowly
well,
makes
so
it.
Well, so the people that dare do that, then they're going to be offended by you.
Good.
By saying
good.
No.
They should because they're doom coughs.
They're what?
They're doom coughs. I'm probably not pronouncing it right. I think it means dumb head in German.
that is like
doom cough.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway.
The way you said it earlier just sounded like a 6-year-old. Like,
you're a doom cough. Yeah, that's why I'm using it because it's, again, a non-offensive insult.
Yeah.
Well, it's offensive. It's just not going to get you a TV-14 or TVMA rating.
Yeah. It's like somebody punching me with like a very light pillow. Like, what was that?
Wow. Why did you do that? It didn't hurt, but
it kind of tickled actually.
You still did it.
Yeah. So,
anyway,
okay.
That's a totally other discussion, obviously.
So morality is tied into,
somebody has to define,
having sex.
Somebody has to define morality. I believe God has defined morality.
Okay.
And thus, it's not like, well, what about this? Shouldn't you, is like, well, I'm sorry, you can give all the arguments you want, but God is God. You can't fight him and win. So don't fight him.
Some people think that's lazy.
Maybe.
Right.
They would lack an understanding of the definition of God, though. If they thought that, you'd be foolish. It's not laziness. It's foolishness versus wisdom.
So it's not like fight God. Okay.
Yeah. So it's sort of like saying, you know, well, he's lazy. He didn't try to fight the entire Mongol army with his pen. Like, well, that's stupid. You can't fight off a whole army, and you certainly can't do it with a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would say, they'd say that's foolish. They wouldn't say it's lazy. So,
yeah.
But you need to understand that there's the Mongol army first before you can discern, laziness versus, wisdom.
Wisdom, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway. My beliefs, I'm like, I'm sorry if they're offensive. They're true and I think they're worthy of being told.
Well, they're yours.
Yeah. I guess that's fair.
They're first yours.
They're mine,
I can acknowledge
but they're based
that.
On somebody else's. I'm like, I didn't make these rules. God did.
Okay.
I believe that God made them.
Yeah.
But I didn't make them myself.
Right.
So I'm not defending
that's
exactly
where I think
myself.
It's lazy. That's where I think people would think it's lazy, and maybe I might
they
have
might.
Slipped by also saying it's lazy. Because I'm like, why don't you even have like your own beliefs? Like you just have to.
Well,
you know,
I could tell you this. I mean, you look at the anecdotes, the evidence. And you see people who save themselves and are faithful in their marriages have way better marriages.
Yeah.
And you see people who are philanderers before marriage or during it, even worse. That doesn't improve anything. It doesn't improve their marriage one iota. Everybody maybe thinks it is. So I could – honestly, I could defend it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really need to. There's a phrase that it's like defending God is like defending a lion. You don't have to. Just set it loose.
Yeah.
You know. But at the same time, I think I could defend – just about, I mean, not lying.
Yeah.
Lying is
not,
generally
by the way, I'm not bringing you on to like defend anything but it was just a kind of a thought of, well, you have these, I think that is the way where you come off, you would come up as offensive.
Yeah.
Is you just have some beliefs.
And they say it's presuppositional.
Super old fashioned.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Which
since
might also come
time,
off as an insult. I don't mean that as an insult. Right?
No. No, I actually use that myself. I'm very old fashioned because it's the easiest way for people to like discern, guess what my morals are and how I behave.
Yeah.
Versus saying conservative, which is more ambiguous, ironically.
And it's too politically charged now.
And it's very, very politically charged.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't really make sense.
Because
you might as well just say them.
Yeah. And I don't want to say religious.
Yeah.
Because that's
even more.
Even more. But also, it's sort of meaningless. It's like, well, do you worship teacups or do you worship
spaghetti
Allah?
Monsters?
Or do you watch? Yes. Yeah. What does that even mean? Or, I just do yoga.
Right.
I call that religious or whatever. So that doesn't help either.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You exactly. You do something religious. Just might mean another word for like just having a like just passionate about it. Like I run religiously.
Yeah.
That's different
like
than a religion.
Saying,
yeah.
I'm spiritual. It's like, well, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
It varies hugely.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of the believes that you had, oh, that makes me think of, there's a Louis C.K. bit on, like, believies, where he is just like, I have all these, like, little believies, which are, like, little things that just, you know, like, I live by, I don't actually follow any of them, but I just have them, just so that way, you know. Yeah. I can feel good about myself.
Yeah. I think people should do this. Do you do it? Heck no.
Yeah. No. So maybe that's what you're saying though. It's a play on that social acceptance thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I want to have the, so I'm going to use the term believies. Like it's a real word.
Sure.
People have these believies
mm-hmm.
as a way of being able to cope with or like try to fit more into the society that they're in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I actually don't know, I actually don't know if you and I live in the same world, like the same society.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bring it down to like very on a local level. You know, I'm pretty sure that a lot of the people that you hang out with are a group where your norms or your beliefs are mm-hmm. actually normed with
pretty
all
aligned.
Of theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think you've described me. I'm actually in some way surprised we're friends. Like not in a bad way, but just like, I don't,
because
I'm not
I
in.
Stole your car last year. I do still feel bad about that.
No, you've driven my car. That's why I was scared, but
what is this handle? Is that a handbrake? Oh, nice.
Exactly. No, Dave.
Don't pull that. No, down. Bad boy.
This is CVT. Okay. It's not manual. Like, damn it. But no, what I was saying is, I mean, so let's say whether you identify as somebody with the old-fashioned beliefs,
right.
A lot of the your friends and family are also
right.
have those same set of beliefs, right?
Yeah, and for the record, I wouldn't actually define myself that way. I would just describe myself that way for the sake of others because they'll get it faster.
Yeah, yeah,
they'll
understand it's a shorthand.
It's shorthand.
Right. Like I don't actually identify with being
right.
Filipino.
Right.
But I'll tell people that.
Yes.
Because
sure.
because I have a last name that is one,
that's
and I was
what they're
born,
curious about.
And both of my parents were that.
There you go.
So right. I guess that makes me Filipino.
Yeah.
But like I actually don't hang out with very many Filipino people.
Fair enough.
You know, or the ones that I do hang out with are like pretty Americanized also. Like
right. Right.
So, yeah, but, you know, it simplifies things.
Well, Trump's going to change that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm American. American.
It's like, no, you're not. You're Filipino. Get out.
No. Why do you have to look at my face? I have a podcast, like your podcast.
I am, like, super true blue American, dude.
Yeah. Seriously. I love white people. I mean, I love us. It's good.
I'm one of them. I am white.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm confused. It's in the eyes.
Yeah, exactly. No. I know I don't get a lot of sun, sir, but it's a vitamin D deficiency. It happens. But, yeah, I mean, so.
I think kind of what it is, and I'm just thinking out loud here, is that language is icky or whatever, but it's not offensive in the, for lack of a better term, military sense.
Uh-huh.
It's not an attack.
Yeah.
Nowadays, in our modern culture, maybe it never was, I don't know, but
yeah.
when you say a curse word, most people aren't offended. They consider it crude. And maybe that's the distinction.
And also, the funny thing is with a lot of curse words, they've been overused so much that they have no weight anymore.
Yeah.
Except for you. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, if I hear a curse word from you.
Yeah.
You haven't used it, so it's just like...
That's true. It must mean something if I did
like,
curse.
Whoa! Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I guess I'm not friends with him anymore because I think I burned the bridge.
Because he
said something. Yeah, yeah. So if I did something that made you curse, then I'm like, yeah.
Pretty much the only time I'll curse is if I'm quoting somebody right back to them and it's not a very bad word.
Yeah.
Because I've actually...
You'll clean up other people's...
I did this a couple weeks ago and I felt a little bad. Well, maybe it was the right thing to do. Whatever the case. He said the S word. He said, yes, you know, it's a total piece of S,
uh-huh.
isn't it? And I said, yeah, it kind of is a piece of crap. And then a young lady next to him went, oh, doing. And I was like, no, you didn't offend me. And I think I made them feel uncomfortable. I was like... It might have actually, in that case,
uh-huh.
been better to just say the word.
So that you, again,
it's kind of a meaningless word anyway.
You fit, and your context is not like you are
I don't
cursing at somebody.
No,
you're
exactly.
quoting it.
I'm
so
not
you're cursing,
I'm just quoting. Yeah. And I didn't, and it may have been better because I, again, my goal was not to make them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating the language.
Right.
At the same time, like we said earlier, choose your battles.
Right.
I don't need to pick on them for saying the S word. Who cares?
It means yeah.
poop. It's not a big deal to me.
Yeah. 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 So, and that's just a preferential thing. It seems like it's not a, like, a religious thing. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, again, a loaded word, insert loaded word here.
No, no, yeah. I think I would say, like,
because you said language.
From a Christian perspective, we're not supposed to have unsavory mouths. That would be a good word. So there's no, like, exact words you can or cannot say. Yeah. But that's a word that's generally considered unsavory. So it's better not to say it.
But,
so that you don't.
Yeah, my read on you is just that you don't have any desire to say it, just like I don't have any desire to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. Sometimes
you know what I mean?
I do if I, you know, if I'm like driving and I'm alone, I'm just like, I'm not proud of it and it's not good, but every once in a while there will come a word out because it's, I think it's just the sin nature. I know I'm not supposed to say it.
See, that's interesting.
I know it's bad and I'm angry.
That's
want to
interesting.
Be bad.
See, what's interesting is one thing that I value very highly that is being an authentic person.
Yes.
And I feel like
I'll leave now.
In the yeah. It was good.
Yeah. It's nice to know you're Christian. I'm not for you.
No. Yeah. what I was gonna say is, you know, obviously, like complying with your moral code that you have.
Yeah.
At times, it seems like you will override your authenticity in order to comply with the moral code, and therein causes a conflict or a struggle.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, because there's certain things I want to naturally do, and I'm like, no, I shouldn't do this. It's wrong. And so I won't. And then...
But sometimes I would say, so, and again, this is immoral, but like, because literally you're going against the morals.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like it's actually right to do those things because they're you. Like, it's right to be you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the whole... That kind of comes down to the discussion of, are we naturally good or are we naturally bad?
Right. Like, you're Lord of the Flies. You're like, we're naturally bad.
Yeah.
You know?
You have kids. Did you have to train them to do anything bad? No. You have to train them to do good things. You don't have to train them to do anything bad. They'll figure it out by themselves. Not that they're going around murdering and pillaging right out of the womb, but...
It's not. It's about... I think it's more about restraint.
Right.
Like
restraint
said.
From what? You're
restraint
not restraining
from...
them from doing good. You have to restrain the evil from blossoming too much.
But it's not evil, I don't think. It's restraining them from self-interest.
Yeah, but I would say...
The thing they don't learn is...
That self-interest will unchecked.
Yeah, that breeds evil. No, I understand that. That breeds evil.
Yeah.
That's where people don't just do bad things like...
Yeah.
Because they're like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning now. It's time for one bad thing.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah. They want to do it.
Well, they don't want to do the bad thing, but they want what they want.
Which happens to be bad. Yeah.
Right, right. But the means
will
justify the ends.
Yeah.
And so the means...
This is bad. It's going to hurt somebody else, but it's worth it because it'll make me feel bad.
Because I want this thing.
And I care about me.
Because I care about...
self-interest.
Yeah. So, I think you can still separate those two. The self-interest and the evil part. Because I don't want to just say like, oh, anytime I do something good for myself, I must have done something bad to somebody else.
No, but see, I think the split comes after self-interest. Because if we are inherently good, I'd say, I want that piece of cake. But you know what? I'm inherently good, and my little brother hasn't had a piece. I'm going to save it for him. But that's not what a two-year-old says. Two-year-old says, I'm self-interested. That's not the bad part. Here, the next step is where it's bad. And I don't give a care that my little brother hasn't had that piece of cake. I want it. And I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
So the self-interest is not wrong inherently. It's
right.
when you override other people or God because of it.
Okay. Okay. So we'll go with that. We'll go with the, you know, fundamental. So by saying okay, I'm just acknowledging that.
I don't necessarily agree. It's just like wanting a glass of water is not wrong.
Right.
But if you're in a desert and you're going to kill somebody to get it, okay, yeah, then now we have a problem.
Yeah. You know? Now we have.
So the wanting is not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, so teaching my kids about stuff, the thing I'm teaching my kids about is self-restraint.
Yeah.
And all I'm doing is trying to create a clear set of consequences mm-hmm. for actions. Mm-hmm. A leads to B. You want B, then you got to do A. You don't want B, then you don't want to do A. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know, like
you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's trying to be consistent in mm-hmm. that way.
Right.
So, I think. Because people are inherently bad.
I'm opening candy.
Go ahead. Hey, yeah. Crinkle, crinkle. Shh. You know what are the worst? Are Sun Chips.
Is that an extra loud bag?
Or something? Yeah. Yeah, for some reason. Like, opening a bag of Sun Chips, oh my goodness, is just like...
I love how, by the way, right? And so the difference between good and evil, and you know what's the worst? Sun Chips.
Absolutely. This is why you're on this podcast.
Yes.
Because yep. we... Obviously, there are worse things in the world, you know? Starving
There's
children.
There's got to be at least one or two.
Yeah, starving children. Maybe. You know? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, exactly. And, famine.
There's the
war,
offensive coming out, by the way. Maybe. War. That might be worse.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Don't worry. Because we're in America, so who cares? Yay! You know?
Free speech.
Free speech. I love how it's like, insulation.
You have free speech, but that doesn't give you free right to be a jerk. I'm like, actually, it totally does.
No. Or you're not free from the consequences of being a jerk.
Fair enough. Yep. Fair enough.
So, yeah.
Other than legal. You're free of legal consequences for me.
Yeah. No. I will defend anybody's right to use their free speech to be a jerk. And as long as I can, you know, use my own free speech to sort of cope with it or argue
counter
against it.
Yeah.
Yeah, counter it, then that's fine. The moment it gets beyond words, then that's just like, what the heck?
Yeah, like, then we have a problem.
Yeah, that's what this interesting climate is that we're in now. I'm not too a big of a fan of like politics, but I am aware that like, oh, why did somebody spoke with their mouth and then you shut them up with like your fist? Like,
yeah.
You just gave them like even more fuel. Do you realize this?
Yeah. And lost a whole bunch of credit.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah. So, I find that kind of lame. Like, okay. So this guy, are you familiar with this guy, Richard Spencer?
No.
He's super, like, right-wing, kind of, was it, white supremacist kind of guy.
Oh, like a neo-Nazi or something?
Neo-Nazi.
Is that fair to call those people right-wing?
I don't even know what right-wing means. I'm just using Yeah. So.
I'm not sure either, but I feel like it's a little unfair to call a neo-Nazi right-wing, because I'm like, I think they're just neo-Nazis.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know the definition of right-wing.
Somebody who seems to hate people that aren't white. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or
so
just.
So like a David.
Maybe. Well, do you think you're better than us? That's all. If you do, then yeah.
Indubitably.
Well, obviously.
No, actually, white people are the worst. Let's be honest. The other day, I'm driving with a guy from Ecuador and another white dude.
Uh-huh.
And this white dude in like a high-end Infiniti just cuts off the driver, another white man. And he really was not happy. He was like, he was like cursing. I was like, wow, I've never seen this guy that upset yet. And I just like, I just got lucky. It happened to be perfect time. I'm like, white people. just a little pause. And I was like, white people. We all just like cracked up. But seriously, white people in my limited experience are the most entitled, snobby, arrogant, impatient, unempathetic people from at least dealing with strangers. And the reason I say that is because I've done this before, where I've spoken to dozens of people in a mall over the course of an hour, just random people, intentionally. And there is absolutely no shadow of a doubt the white people respond the worst. I mean, it's not even close.
Mm.
Literally, like I'll offer them. I said, if I give this to you, would you read it?
Mm.
Right?
Oh, this is like when you're doing the, what's that called?
Like handing out a track.
The track.
Yep.
Why is it called a track? What is that?
It's a tract, and I don't
tract.
Know. Tract. And I don't know why, but I'm not even exaggerating.
It's like Bible candy, basically.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. It's like an overview, it's like a really high level, overview of something that's sort of really important.
Okay.
So the one I give, I really like. It's called, Are You Good Enough to Go to Heaven? Talk about provocative.
Yeah.
And it's a really good question. Are you? You know, but anyway.
Right.
White people.
No.
Are at like, maybe 15%. Say they'll read it and we'll take it. Black people probably 60%. And again, I'm not exaggerating with these numbers. It's like 3 or 4 or 5 times higher. And then Asians are like, you know, like 30 or 40.
We don't really do religion.
Yeah, no, they're higher, but lower than black people, and then like Latino and Middle Eastern are again 30 or 40, somewhere in kind of in the middle. But I've had like the most rude people that were actually legitimately rude, because most people aren't rude. They might just say,
like rude as in like confrontational, like
unkind to me or disrespectful.
Like,
to me.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah, or just like no thanks, hold up their hand, walk by, you know, almost not physically stiff arm me, but like kind of, you know, none of them have been that bad, but almost always white people. So anyway, white people.
I do the, worse. Yeah, so I do the no thanks, cause I do understand it's a pitch of a sort that I'm not.
It's just
the,
fine.
And I don't do a stiff arm. But I do like a hand out, but it's kind of down.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, like a no thanks, like a...
Like a Harley wave.
It's almost like a wave. Yeah, yeah. What's that?
I said like a Harley wave. Have you ever noticed like, a lot of motorcyclists, though, I'm standing up here, they'll wave like this. They ride and they go like this. I don't know why.
Oh.
They don't go like this. They go like that.
Like I do that in the office, like walking down the halls. Like I don't even... I give like a half wave where I don't even raise my hand all the way up to like say hi.
Cause you were calling me lazy earlier. I'm just kidding.
I'm reading the situation because they're 2 feet away in a full-on wave. Like, hey, how you doing? Like, dude, I was trying to walk by.
Window washing in front of me.
Yeah. Like, I'd like to get by now. You know, excuse me.
I'm not finished my wave. I'm sorry. Just a moment.
How you doing? Can I follow you? Where are you going? Like, whoa, okay.
I was just going to wave, dude.
Yeah.
Let me alone. But yeah.
Yeah, so I'll do kind of one of those, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather just a quick, like, note. I'd rather just be clear about saying, like, I'm not interested.
Which is wise, yeah. For both your sake and the, what would be the word?
The...
solicitor's sake.
Yeah, solicitor, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's direct. It's gonna, I don't want to waste your time, basically.
Yeah, no, it's best for them, too.
Yeah. Yep,
absolutely. Yeah. I think it's fair. Yeah. I tend to be kind of a wuss, and, like, I'm getting a little better at this as I've gotten more busy and a little bit older. I'm better, but no, thank you. Goodbye. I'm done.
Yeah. But it's from the solicitor's point of view, right? It is interesting to know, like, how you react from that point. Do you kind of maintain the same style? Do you try to be more persistent? Do you try to, you know, like, what is the dutiful thing to do, you know?
In my particular,
forget the salesman thing.
Yeah. But more just giving out tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a great question. I think, there's, the Bible does talk about how we need to, not waste our time, trying to evangelize or talk. And there's disputes on what exactly does that mean? Mm-hmm. But there is a concept of like, you can't spend your whole life talking to somebody who says, stop talking to me, right?
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So where do you draw that line? Now that's a question.
Yeah.
But I draw it in this context just because I'm a kind of a newbie and I don't know exactly the best. I draw the line quite quickly. If they say no, I usually say, no worries.
And I think that's a good
way to go. Very conservative.
Yeah. Because one thing I'll admit, I think one reason we are friends, is that we do have very different, beliefs, and you are, if not the most religious, probably one of the most religious people that I know, but you're extremely like self-aware about like trying not to come off as the like token holier than thou religious person.
Oh, good.
To people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, so for what it's worth, like that at least keeps me compelled. And to be like, all right, well, like, it's a, I don't know if this is confidence or ignorance or whatever, but it's a sense of like, if they're interested, they'll ask you.
Right.
They'll approach you.
Yeah.
You know? So all you need to be is like, available for that when that happens.
Yes.
But to manufacture that moment, actually probably is repulsive.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think you're right, and I appreciate you're giving me a lot of credit, and I appreciate it. But two things: one is I am sometimes holier than thou, but that's me really not practicing what I preach. Because what do I preach? What do I believe is that I'm a sinner, right? We talk about being evil by nature.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you need to be down in the dumps. Oh, I'm evil.
Yeah.
You know, but it to say. I'm a Christian and so I'm better than you is preposterous because by saying you're a Christian, you're admitting I'm a sinner in need of a savior. I'm needy.
Yeah.
So why in the world would I put myself on a pedestal and be like, Oh, you poor slobs wallowing in your sin. I'm up right here on my crystal throne.
If you only knew.
Yes.
Or something like that.
You know, I should be saying, wow, yeah, I'm sinful. I want to tell other people that they can be saved because I've been saved.
Yeah.
I needed something and I found it and I want other people to find it too.
Well, yeah. So it's interesting because I just read about, there's a book that my cousin gave me, that I promise I'll read through it, Mark. I still haven't gotten through it yet, but, the title of the book is like, How to Not Give a F. Okay. And I think they use ink blots or something. So that's the accurate title then. How to Not Give a F.
An F, yeah.
Yeah. Which is essentially a guide to, it kind of turns the like whole happiness or positivity movement a bit on its head,
mm-hmm.
in terms of like how to kind of live a fulfilled sort of life, by not giving an F. And one of the interesting ideas though is when you say to, when you set goals to become, let's say, like a better person in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I want to be a better version of myself. And in a specific way, let's say I want to be a better version of myself, physically fit, right?
Sure.
So maybe like, lose 5 pounds of fat and gain 5 pounds of muscle, right?
Right.
Now I can visualize this better version of myself. So this is nothing controversial, right? Like this is kind of the modern way of people aspiring to do better and be driven, and they have a goal in mind and then they'll come up with some sort of, approach to how to reach that goal, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe measure it, something like that. But, and then the whole positivity movement, or like the worst case is the, what's that book called? The, oh God. All right. Never mind. It's a self-help book, and The Secret. The Secret.
Okay. I haven't heard of that.
Thank God. So, it's The Secret, which essentially says, like, if you kind of, you can wish something into existence, so to speak, like.
Buffoonery. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. So essentially it's like, if you want something, you just have to pick yourself having that thing.
Is this an older book?
It's a thing.
Okay.
That's hopefully not ever still a thing.
Yeah. I was going to say,
it's gone through its cycle of like being mocked enough.
I was going to say, even amongst all the pansy doofuses
uh-huh.
in our modern society, even they know yeah. like, yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
I pictured a piece of pie and it just no, didn't show up.
Intellectually, but like in our beyond our basic intellect, like into either our animal instinct or our heart or whatever, right?
Right.
We do think, like, we do, like, make, like, New Year's resolutions. It's a
sure.
slight version of that thing, right? You wish something up for yourself.
Yeah.
So, let me get to the point. So, I want that version of myself. But that means the first thing I have to do is, like, acknowledge that I don't have that. And then that is, like, a thing that actually can bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole point is to make you feel kind of positive.
Right.
But what you're doing is you're acknowledging a lack of something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're like, well, if you, so the whole book, the premise behind the How to Not Give a F is, well, your problem, part of your problem is that you're wishing for a version of yourself that you're not. So there's now a lack there,
mm-hmm.
right? Where what you should do is like, be more like thankful and grateful for like what you are and who you are.
Yeah.
And kind of live within that and know, and
be content there.
And, yeah.
Anything kind of, else is gravy.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was getting to a point with how that tied into maybe how you are as a Christian or as, like saying that you're a sinner or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it could probably be exhausting sometimes to like chase after the more, I guess, pious version of yourself or the version of yourself that you want to be that's,
I think,
more spiritual or something like that, or you,
well,
I don't know if it's like you gotta pace yourself or you.
It's not really in that, in, due to Christianity being pretty, I hope this isn't gonna mess anything up. Due to Christianity being pretty unique.
Yeah. Wait, what was that? What are you doing?
We're not using this.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, I thought you said we were using a laptop.
Oh, no, you're right, sorry.
Okay. Sorry. I was just moving this because I was like, I feel like we're both talking into it and it's actually probably not helping us.
You're right.
It's probably
I'm
making
sorry.
It slightly worse.
Go ahead.
I
forgot.
Christianity is fairly unique. I would say totally unique, actually. But even a non-religious person would admit, if they read the various religious texts that are popular now,
no.
Christianity is not works-based. It's not like you've got to attain to something to get
mm-hmm.
something. it's actually just, we've heard this from you many times before. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you're saved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Islam says, well, no.
Yeah.
The best way to make sure you're saved is a holy war, right?
Okay.
Or whatever. Jihad. But then there's obviously different definitions of that. And you gotta do Ramadan. And if you miss that, and then Catholicism may say, ooh, you just committed a mortal sin until you patch that hole.
Yeah.
You're really in huge danger. But you gotta.
Yeah.
And I would say, I haven't experienced those religions.
Right.
I would say they are gonna be exhausting.
Yeah.
You're constantly treading water trying to stay afloat. Christianity says, I believe that Jesus died for me. He secured my salvation.
Yeah.
I believe on him. And because of that, I follow him. But right. I do not follow him so that I can be saved. It's right. because I am saved that he saved me out of appreciation and love for him. I follow him.
Yeah. Okay. Let's unpack this a little bit. All right. We're about to get, unpopular. So Catholicism, right?
Yeah.
All right. So my understanding of Christianity is somebody who believes in Jesus.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I would associate Catholicism as being, a subset of Christianity, though I don't think you do, and I don't think other people do.
Well, a lot of people do, and to a very, very, very tiny sliver of a Venn diagram, I would, actually.
Okay.
I do want to gently correct you. Christianity is somebody who believes in the Jesus of the Bible. Okay? And that sounds
pedantic. Yeah, here we go. Bring it.
But it's very important because if I just say, well, I believe in Jesus. Oh, you do? Really? Yeah. And yeah, I believe Jesus loves everybody and he's going to take everybody into his arms someday and he's just going to love us all for eternity.
Yeah.
Like, well, you picked a name spelled J-E-S-U-S.
Yeah.
That's a start, but you just made somebody up because that Jesus doesn't exist. You've chosen him, but you made him up. He's not real. He's not the Jesus of the Bible. Now, again, you can call me presuppositionist, but I'm being logical, right?
Yeah.
That's not who Jesus was. You could also say, I believe in Jesus and I love him because he kills white people and I hate white people. Well, that's not the Jesus of you just made that dude up.
Yeah.
You know, so it has to be the Jesus.
Again, saying yeah, not because I agree with you, but yeah, that I'm listening. So go ahead.
Right. But I mean, you can't just throw a name out there and attribute
attributes or something.
To that name and say you're a Christian.
So you feel like, okay, got it. So
there has to be some true Christian, and not a non-true Christian.
Yeah.
Just like Westboro Baptist, right? They call themselves Christians. Sorry, guys. I know all of you are listening.
That is awesome that you're not Christian. You just like juxtaposed Catholicism and Westboro Baptist.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. They're not morally equivalent.
That's awesome.
But it's fair to say, right? It's not fair to call them Christian.
Welcome to the show. Welcome. I was pretty sure. I was like, let me talk to David. I'm pretty sure. Clearly, we're going to have the most highbrow conversation.
Christian. Nope. You're walking on eggshells. I only offended 900 million people right there.
Okay.
Come on. Quit complaining.
That's goodness true. Gracious. We could do better than that.
Yeah.
We could try harder. We can do better.
But anyway.
Go ahead.
I think it's fair to say they're not Christians. They have some weird random thing they came up with. They call themselves Christians, but it's not fair. It's just, I mean, it's like me saying, I'm a Democrat. That's why I believe in I'm pro-life. I believe in less taxes.
Right.
And I'm traditional marriage. You're like, what? That's
so you
not
must
what
be part of like the Black Lives Matter thing then, right?
Yes.
Something. Right. Like the people who are doing like things in the name of social justice and racial equality.
Yeah.
And then they're like causing like riots and actions.
Exactly.
Like, and then like the Black Lives Matter people are like, whoa, that ain't
right
us. They might have been inspired by us to do that, but we definitely don't advocate that.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying. So it's okay.
So I think the point is a Christian, a true Christian in the heart, not on the outside who checks a box or signs a piece of paper, whatever. Mm-hmm. Somebody who is a true Christian is somebody who believes in the Jesus of the Bible.
Yeah.
And that could be a Catholic. I think most of the time it's not because, 900 million people, they don't believe in the same Jesus. They have a slightly altered one and most of them, I think,
and they don't. And a lot of them don't even believe in that Jesus.
That's true.
We have
most of them don't know what they believe.
We have this term like this called like cradle Catholics, right?
Yes, so, exactly.
We're talking about the people, and I'm one of those, right?
Right.
And so I'm going through trying to unpack like what it is I'm actually, right. You know, what my beliefs are and trying to differentiate the beliefs from the believies also is an important thing, right?
Yeah.
Cause like I know the lines, like I know the, all right, what are the things that as my air conditioning kicks up, which hopefully nobody hears. Thanks God. So like the things that, I genuinely believe, again, because I value that authenticity, right? So the things I genuinely believe versus the things that I'm either being told or socialized to believe, that typically I get kind of a pretty, pretty negative response out of anyway. Like when I think someone or something or some system's trying to shove something down my throat,
mm-hmm.
like I'm pretty usually like, because you're telling me to do something, I'm probably actually now not going to do it.
Yeah.
Sort of stuff.
Especially if you detect hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is a very loathsome quality, and we're pretty good at detecting it. And if you see it, you're probably going to be repulsed by it. I mean, how many people have you heard that said, I tried Christianity, for instance,
mm-hmm.
but everybody was hypocrites? Or, you know, my dad said he was a Christian, he was a total scumbag. Whatever, you know.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Like, probably, I would say the number one reason that people turn away from God, it's because of either bad Christians or fake Christians. You know, we're our own worst enemy.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. So it's interesting. Okay, so I've gotten the point. Catholics, Christians, you know, those are two very distinct
terms they're both for part you. Of Christendom. I mean, there's a lot of people who call themselves Christians. A lot mm-hmm. of people who say they believe exactly the same thing as me, and that I believe are not saved,
right.
You know. And there's
my freaking name is Christian.
So. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it came from somewhere, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But no, that's good to know. It helps me be able better to kind of understand people. Not that people are asking me like what are you?
Yeah.
Like what am I? I'm a software engineer. No. Where your parent? Like where are you? Oh, I'm Filipino. No. I mean like what are you? Like
I'm a clump of cells.
Yeah.
Oh shoot.
Yeah. So it's like, is it Catholic? Is it Christian? You know, is it a Christian? Right? Is it?
Yeah.
Because I would say also like, I wonder how religious like my family is, my extended family. So let's say,
mm-hmm.
I've cousins that still live in the Philippines, various like aunts and uncles. Again, the one that my mom's family, like I said, was part one of 10, right? So they were raised Catholic, right? So, and going through this journey, like I wonder if they also see a sort of this separation of us and them between, like if I say like, oh yeah, I'm doing Bible study with this, you know, buddy of mine. Oh, that's so funny. I wonder if they'd be like, well, is he like Catholic? You know, and if I say like, no, but he's, you know, like we're like reading off of the same Bible, right?
It's the Bible, right? You can't go wrong.
Yeah. So, but that's so funny because I don't know why I just made a weird connection to like when I wanted to introduce like a girl to my parents or something like that, the first thing they would ask, among the first things, and it wasn't in like a judgy way necessarily, and they wouldn't be
genuine
offended.
Curiosity
just out of genuine curiosity is like, oh, is she Filipina?
Yeah.
And just like,
yeah,
why, like, you know.
Yeah, it rivals our feathers because we're like, there's something wrong.
Is that
about
a problem?
That. Like,
if I say no, what's the problem? No, I'm just
it's almost we're used to that being that's bad. We're not supposed to talk about race, and oftentimes it is bad.
Yeah,
but yeah, there are occasions where it's like, hey, it's innocent. I'm just curious because you know, there's, I don't know. I'm wondering what they look like. Who knows?
Right. No, because you know what it is? It's because then they think like they can let down their guard somehow in certain ways of like treating a person.
Yeah.
You know, like like they have to put on a mask of some sort, or they have to act a certain way.
Because, like, if you guys are talking to a white person, you have to use smaller words because we're not as smart as you.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah, or like less. Yeah, overall, just less intelligent.
Right.
Yeah.
Uglier.
Well, there's less access to Wi-Fi and things.
Yeah,
so, that's probably what it is. So
it's a hard life.
You can't Google stuff with Google. So yeah, but no, I mean, that is interesting to see. Like, I wonder moving forward. You know, I mean, that's because that's the lens that I'm probably trying to go through is to be like, all right, well, how does what does it mean to be a Catholic? And what does it mean to be a Christian? And for me, those are kind of easily kind of confusable. They're easily
And there are legitimate similarities, of course. It's not like they're polar opposites. And I believe there are non-Christians who call themselves Christians, and mm-hmm. I believe there are Christians who call themselves Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a few critical things you need to believe about Jesus, and then you're a Christian. It doesn't matter whether you call yourself Presbyterian or Baptist or Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of certain denominations, including Catholicism, a lot of those people don't believe those critical things that you have to believe. Mm-hmm. I mean, Islam, they mm-hmm. believe in Jesus. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that, but they believe Jesus was great. They're not Christians.
Right.
They're far from it. But they believe Jesus was a great man.
Uh-huh.
So they have, beliefs about Jesus. They believe in Jesus, you could even say.
Uh-huh.
But they don't believe Jesus was God. They don't believe Jesus pays the price for your sins.
Yeah.
So, I mean, same with Mormons. Mormons just believe Jesus was the son of God along with Satan, actually. They were brothers. The Mormons are getting crazy, man.
It gets crazy. Well, I mean, but it's funny because it probably seems like the same way with all the religions, pointing at all the other religions, being like, yeah, that sounds crazy.
Trust me, Mormons are special.
They're special, so they're crazy.
They are.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's cool. That's pretty much how an episode of this thing kind of goes. Okay. So, but yeah,
I know we were a bit spastic, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. As I was thinking, nobody else would enjoy this, but I'm having fun, so I'm prepared.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I always say that the biggest benefit I get out of this was like, it's just a built-in excuse to just like hang out.
Even
right now, I don't even know if the recording recorded once it got the screensaver. I have no idea.
I literally was thinking about that. I was like,
I don't care.
That's funny if you said it. I was like, do you think we should hit control delete just to, and I was like, I don't think he's going to care.
No.
And I feel the same way. I'm like, I don't like
it. And if we get it, great. If we don't, then
I probably won't even find time to listen to it.
Yeah. We're still going. I